One other individual that wants to speak, and since everybody else has spoke, I think if you guys could have a seat real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have much to speak. I'm Billy's neighbor directly across the street. Directly across the street from his.
And your name, sir?
Go to the other talk fast, please.
Jeff Brown, 7852. Directly across the street from his main driveway. And my only question is just, where are the 11 acres we're talking about for sure? Let's circle them or something so I know exactly what we're talking about. See, I've never seen the exact 11 acres. We were talking about
here's the plat.
There it is right there.
Here's the recorded plat. So this is the total parcel.
Right.
Well, there's a little bit more that goes. This is Oak Brook Lane. So here's the 5 acres cut out for tract one, and my cursor's going through the 11. Now, I took this slide and drew red around, and that's not exact, but that red is the tract one.
And this is the main driveway going to the old house. So 11 acres we talked about right here.
Yeah.
So up around the red.
Okay, so we're talking Not all this.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, that's just what I wanted people to know exactly. So it's not over here, you know.
Correct. Correct.
So. And then where he's got his arrows pointed. Bill's a great guy.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys are supposed to sign up before you speak. Okay. And he didn't, and I let one in, but I'll let one more, and that's it. So if you've signed up, you can come up, and that's it.
So my thing is, and my wife spoke earlier, I'm still trying to wrap my head around why you need to rezone the full 11 acres for 8 parcels, or for 8 lots. It just doesn't sink in. I've been
what
to build it.
For.
Yeah,
that's what we have to consider.
Okay. Yeah, I just, in my opinion, I just foresee that being, I've been building my entire life. It's just opening the door to put more further down the road.
I think we all agree with you 100%, and that's why Scott started at the front to give guidance that we can, in our recommendation, and the county commission is who denies or approves this next week. We're just making a recommendation.
But we're not doing the final ruling.
Yeah, but the guidance he gave was we can limit the number of spots that we recommend to approve. So it really doesn't matter if it's 4 acres or 8. They would have to come back, they or whoever would have to come back in the future if they wanted to expand further. So we can limit the 8 in that.
And something also that made me want to speak also besides that whole thing was the fence thing, where it's like such a beautiful property. Well, people that live in the area, they're going to be dealing with the traffic and everything else extra. They don't want to see that. They don't want to see the RV park. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's kind of for the people that have to deal with that, and that's what we're here for today.
Yeah.
Is that we really would rather not deal with it in the beginning, you know, but, I mean, you know, the fence is so we don't have to look at it, you know. I mean, it just... Or to keep people's trash from blowing all through, down to the street and into everybody else's properties. And so, as my wife mentioned, we have stayed at RV parks, and we know how they get. They're loud. There's people that come in there from wherever. They don't watch their children. They don't, you know, it's just all different things. So, anyway, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Y'all want to come back up?
In all fairness...
Sir, you've had your time to speak.
Okay.
The applicants... Just, we might have a question for you
okay.
Two, okay? So do we have any questions for the applicant?
I believe this
has nothing to do with the ruling, I don't suppose, but had you planned any covenants on this RV park, in other words, so it won't get looking like something that the neighbors really won't appreciate? I mean, what's your plans on that? I haven't heard anything said on that. Or will you have any control on it after they set the RVs there? You're furnishing the spots, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any covenants in place or given any thought to that on whether they could have 10 or 15 cars? I mean, it can happen. It's happened close to you.
Yes, sir. I believe that the survey companies, HDR, will be designing a survey for the 11 acres and to be able to the new survey can attach all those HOA or rules and regulations. We stay on military bases all the time on RV parks, and they're very strict. And, you know, a way to get around a lot of concerns is you have to put the model of the RV can be no older than, you know, 4 years. They can even do that with the make of the vehicle, pull in the vehicle. As far as children and all those things, again, I'm standing here because I believe in the system. I believe in voting. And, it, you know, prior law enforcement and things, I don't plan on having a zoo at my house. And I think that rules and regulations are able to be applied to a property to prevent those things from happening. So, yes, I have full intentions of making sure the value of my property, which is right there as well, and my children's safety, my wife's safety, my neighbor's safety, all of those things are considered.
But to answer your question, are you going to have a set of...
Yeah, that's, you didn't answer the question.
Are you going to have a set of rules and regulations and covenants that...
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That would be in place.
Yes, sir. Designed by an attorney, because I'm not an attorney, and I'll be honest.
Well, I didn't,
that's not my lane.
I just wanted to know your general intent.
Yes.
I'm here today because black and white is important, and that's why I believe in this.
Well, you're not some out of state owner that's going to put a bunch of traders on there, but it's your place.
Yes, sir.
What we've seen, you kept it up really nice.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to do everything the legal way?
Oh, yeah.
Any more questions for the applicant? Comments? Discussion amongst ourselves?
So, can I add a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
This is not part of the conditions or requirements that the county or the planning commission would add, but within the RV1 Article 16, he has some landscape in the buffer area requirements that if he's approved and he starts to build these, it's deciduous and evergreen trees spaced not more than 32 feet apart, all which grow to a height of 5 feet or more after one full growing season, at least one row of shrubs spaced not more than 8 feet apart. So in this area where this park is, he's going to be required to put a vegetative buffer, which, I mean, that's not your guys' choice. That's in the regs. That's already
in the regulation.
Yeah. So.
Bet that's a good point you brought up.
Right.
I am now. Yes, sir. I'm here to follow anything.
I think just, you know, amongst us discussing it, from my perspective, you know, it is A1. He could do a conditional use, but if he's going to do it, or if they're going to do it right, you got to spend some money to do that, and to pass it down from one generation to another and change title. The thing that I keep going back to is it's in his front yard. So, I mean, he's going to live there and be there and have oversight of it. So, if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't have a comfort level of considering this application. But based on that, I seem open to the idea. I don't know if there's any other comments or.
It's going to be on the upper side of the driveway. I don't really see where all that is going to bother the neighbors as far as eyesore, because there. I mean, it appears to me that, well, maybe somebody can look at it and see it, but.
Driving up the road.
Sure, yeah. Now, I mean, I had it in my head that it was going to be down here, and everybody that went by in was going to drive right by. Of course, I don't know how wide that area is. But it's better.
Thank you. So do we have enough to make a motion and vote it up or down? And again, we're just going to be making a recommendation in the form of a resolution, and the Taney County Commission next week will be the ones that either votes for or against that to approve the application.
So I made some notes as I heard the discussion from the planning members that if we make a motion to approve, we would limit it to 8 sites.
Yes.
Limit the locations as presented in the public hearing, and then covenants and rules recorded. And if the county commission would follow suit with the same recommendations from the planning,
right,
then an order would be recorded that would stipulate these, but it would need to be in your motion if you had that intent.
And that driveway right there is going to be the access.
You could stipulate that. If,
yeah, absolutely.
These are all things that, per that article I read, that you guys can make recommendation for the county commission to consider.
This is going to come as a shock to everyone, but I have an opinion. I don't like rezones. Rezones are forever. I haven't been convinced that you couldn't accomplish what you want to do with a conditional use permit. And if you got a conditional use permit for this, your neighbors have concerns that they've voiced. You get you a conditional use permit for this, I would support that. You operate that thing for 2 or 3 years with no problems, make friends with your neighbors, come back down here and let's talk about a rezone. Because then you've got track record with your neighbors and with what's going on there. And if you showed up here and the neighbors are here and everything's good, they don't have a problem, everything's been great, I could support a rezone in that case. I believe it's your property, you should be able to do anything you want to do as long as it doesn't injure your neighbor. The definition of injure your neighbor is the problem. You know, they may decide they're injured, you don't think it's an injury, but there we are. I very seldom support rezones. That's a matter of record. I don't like a rezone. So I would not be in support of rezoning this property. The other fellows, they might be, and that's great. I mean, everybody's different. I just wanted to, that's where I'm at.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments?
Yeah, the conditional use permit doesn't. If you do a conditional use permit and it passes, it's done.
Yeah.
There's no going to the commission.
Basically testing the waters to see what's going on. We had a campground coming out to our neighborhood, and they just came back 4 or 5 times to find out where everybody down. Okay, you can have a campground. But, you know, I like conditional use permits. Give it a shot. See what happens. You know, it's a long-term project. You're young people. You know, you can run that thing 2 or 3 years.
But you're going back to our old type of zoning when you do that.
How's that?
Which I agreed with. We had the voice to say what we did. This is traditional. We did spot zoning.
No, this is a conditional use permit. That was a special use permit.
Well, it's the same difference.
Well, yeah, but not. So I'm not big on rezones. We spent over a year going down there trying to get everything zoned so people could plan on what they've got. And those folks, that's what that was zoned, and now we're going to change it on. Granted, you've got that whole area behind there that's not going to get rezoned. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And I'll make the neighbors mad because I get very tired of having people come down here and say, we've been looking at those trees for 20 years. Well, they're not your trees. Your history.
You're right.
And I don't see a tree in any of them backyards. And we see it a lot. I'm sorry, I'm fixing to get on the pulpit.
Well, we have a rezone before us, so I think we got to vote this up.